Somebody thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Make sure that your voice overrides that of your neighbor. Make sure, make sure, make sure he hears you. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Raise your voice unto the King of Glory. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Let him hear you in the heaven. Let him hear you this morning. More than my mouth can comprehend, more than my mouth can comprehend, I'll sing the wonders of your grace. I'm so sure that this is not the end. Lord, we raise our voices. We raise our voices to you. We raise our sound. We raise our sound. We raise our sound this morning. We raise our sound. Unto the Lamb upon the throne.
We raise our sound.
Come on, raise it.
We raise our sound.
Forever you will be our God. We have pledged it, and this is what we will do, even till you return for us. Lord, this morning, glorify yourself. Let your word come expressly to your people. Don't leave the preacher also. Speak to me, to them, in the name of Jesus, and take charge of this service. In Jesus' name, we pray. Come on, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Can you raise a sound? 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 Come on, raise your sound. Amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. And please welcome your neighbor to your right, to your left. Say, neighbor, good morning. How are you doing? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I count it as a privilege to be ministering here this morning, and I want to appreciate our Father in the Lord for the first service. That was very powerful. Praise the Lord. Can we celebrate our daddy? Celebrate. All right. From experience to expression. From experience to expression. I would like everybody to get seated and get settled so that you will not miss this time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Right. Can we trust the media? Praise the Lord. Acts of Apostles 2, 1 to 4. Let's read. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Verse 3. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Verse 4. And they were all filled. Somebody said they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues. And the Spirit gave them utterance. I pray the Lord will bless and will breathe on His word in Jesus' name. More from experience to expression. The day of Pentecost was a great experience in the life of the disciples. But after the Pentecost, expression began. Like somebody said, that Pentecost did not start on earth. Pentecost started in heaven right before the implementation of it on earth. Now listen this morning, and I trust the Lord to give us rapt attention and good understanding of His word. Many of us, our salvation has been, some of us, dated back to a decade, some 2 decades, some 3. The same way, when we got filled with the Holy Ghost, the disciples also were filled. The same way we had encounters, the disciples also, they had encounters. Something happened after the experience of Pentecost. Pentecost will have been a ceremonial program if what followed it did not follow. And I want you to please pay attention more. Do you know that today in Israel, by privilege, I've been there, and I discovered that they still celebrate Pentecost today. They celebrate experience, but the people that expressed it, the people that experienced it and also expressed it, where are they today? So a number of believers, we celebrate experience, but we don't have expression. But because you are in the church today, concerning you, that story is changing. I said, concerning you, that story is changing. The fearful, they became bold. And these people, this fearful individual, they eventually changed the world. I said, church can begin with experience, but expression can sustain the church. Church may begin with experience, but expression should sustain the church. Acts of Apostles chapter 3, verse 1 to 8. Acts of Apostles chapter 3, verse 1 to 8. Peter and John at the beautiful gate. They expressed what they experienced. Right after that Pentecost, the first thing that came unto them is what challenged what they experienced yesterday. And it seems as if that man, now listen, it seems to me as if the man at the beautiful gate, the Lord positioned him there. The Lord was waiting for the day of Pentecost to come because of that man. So after the expression, after the experience rather, and they went out, the first assignment to express what they experienced yesterday was a lame man. Peter had never tried it before. None of them had ever tried such. But what actually happened to them prior to that time was something that was stunning them. And Bible says Peter and John looked at him. Acts of Apostles chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. They looked at the man. He said, "Silver and gold we don't have." Before Pentecost, sir, silver and gold was their challenge. Don't forget, he asked Jesus. He said, "Now we have left everything. Now we have left everything. What is our own portion in this ministry?" Silver and gold was their big challenge before Pentecost. But after Pentecost, it was not silver and gold again. It was more than silver and gold that we claim to have. We didn't have it all. Because what can bring a layman up is not silver and gold. It is expressing the experience they had. And Peter said, I knew what I contacted at Pentecost. In the name of Jesus, that thing I contacted, oh yeah, arise and walk. When the man wanted to discountenance that audacity, the Bible says Peter drew him up. This ministry must stand, must express itself. Experience without expression will be frustrating. They did not stop at the upper room after receiving the Holy Ghost. They began to express the power that came upon them. Now, listen to me. As I was studying, I also discovered something. Do you know that in Acts of Apostles chapter 2 that we read, the Bible says, look at that verse, chapter 2, verse 2. The Bible says, "And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind." Please pay attention. That tells us that now, before Pentecost, Holy Ghost was not there. But when Jesus was received in heaven, or before Jesus ascended to heaven, he told them, he said, "It is very expedient for me to go, that because if I go, my Father will send another comforter." Is that correct? So immediately on the day of Pentecost, this chapter 2 verse 2 tells us something. That was the beginning of the operation of the Holy Ghost here bodily on earth. Listen to me. So for him to be discharged in heaven, there must be a celebration. That's the rushing mighty wind you had. The Bible says there was a sound in heaven. There must be a celebration. So as they are discharging the Holy Ghost, there was a big celebration in heaven. So therefore, I said that the sound, the Pentecost itself, is the symbolic appearance of the Holy Ghost. The symbolic appearance of the Holy Ghost on earth. So, if he had left heaven and is here, and I embodied him, what is the fact that
immediately they embodied him, there is a change in atmosphere of where they are. Listen, may we never be theoretical Christian anymore in the name of Jesus. There was an experience they got. The Bible says, everywhere was filled with sound. And there was as of a rushing mighty wind, and the tongues of fire rested upon them. And the Bible says in Jerusalem, on the streets of Jerusalem, everybody that was passing, they saw them. They said people could hear their mother tongues. They were speaking in their mother tongues. And one says that, were this one not drunk? The Bible says Peter corrected them. Now look at it. Peter stood and began to speak. The person that could not stand before. So one of the expressions after Pentecost, after experiencing Pentecost, is boldness. Peter stood and he began to speak with them. I said on Wednesday that tongue-talking Christians, they are not far from the church now. But power carrier Christian, they are scarce. Loud mouthful Christians, they are plenty in the church. But demon chasers Christian, demons chasing Christian rather, they are few. The experience we had at Pentecost, if there is no expression, we have not contacted the person of the Holy Spirit. After the experience, they had a regimented prayer life. Acts Apostles chapter 3 verse 1. Their prayer life was so solid. Do you know one thing? They began to observe hours of prayers. Hours. They were going to temple. Come on now. When the Holy Spirit comes, and it will be difficult for you to pray. It's a lie. I don't know what kind of Holy Spirit you said you have. Because it is the spirit, it's called the spirit of supplication. Somebody is hearing me. You claim to have the Holy Ghost to experience what they encounter at Pentecost. And yet, praying, even when you are walking, is difficult. It's a lie. You have not contacted him. Many of you, you will stop speaking in tongues from today. Because you know why? Your tongue, you should confirm it. Can I say this thing? Many tongues, when it is being uttered, the devil can be using it to bath. It can be packing your tongues and be using it to bath. Many learn syllables of tongues, but those syllables have no power at all. They are just oratory. Very, very nice tongues. Some now, they even train themselves to speak like somebody. But the tongue carry no effect. But the Bible says that effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous, it avails much. Why? Because when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, when you speak in the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, every demon, your environment needs to be charged while you are speaking in the Holy Ghost. Believers, it's called the Spirit of the Father. It's called the spirit of him who created the heaven and earth. When it comes upon you, there is an evidence that something is here. Am I speaking to you this morning? When it comes upon your life, there is an evidence that something is here. So, after that experience, the Bible says that they begin to observe hours of prayer. Acts Apostles chapter 3 verse 1. If you read Acts Apostles chapter 3 verse 1, you see it there. The Bible says that verse 3 verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the night hour, they are so regimented in that process. So prayer shouldn't be a challenge. Prayer is one of the expression of Pentecost. Prayer. Somebody say prayer. Effective prayer. Supplication, intercession. That you stay there and you are groaning. You are groaning. When we have 12 hours in the Holy Ghost. 12 hours in the Holy Ghost here. 12 hours. Tongue-talking Christians. To stand for 1 hour will be a challenge. It will be a challenge. To pray, to intercede. I query the spirit that is at work in our lives. I queried it. I query that the Holy Ghost we have professed that we contacted. I query what we said we carry. When they pray in the Holy Ghost, I query the tongues that you speak. When your tongue cannot empower you, when you speak in the Holy Ghost and you still remain, yet you are speaking in tongues and that thing is still wearying you, I queried it. These people, they got contacted on the day of Pentecost and they began to move from one place. They wanted to kill them. They knew that they would kill them when they enter. They still said, we are going there. We are still going there. When it comes upon a man, when Holy Ghost comes upon a man, it will be an experience alone, but it will be an expression. Sir, you will be looking for sick people. You will be, if truly is there, now listen, if truly is there, if truly is there, you will be looking for where to express it. Abi, if I carry something, I'll be looking for where to use it. If, how many of you have used juju before? Juju? Go and ask for Ifa. If our priest and Babalawo, when they carry something, when they do Okigbe, Agbero, today, all those things, when they do it for them, they will be looking for where to test it. Is that not correct? So the power that I claim that I carry, where have I tested it? Where? Where have I tested it? What I claim that I have in me, what have I tested? What have I used it for? I have come to speak to you because one thing, like my pastor asked me, he said, Pastor, thank you for this Wednesday service. He said, the question he has been asking, that he wanted even to ask me, was that the act of apostle, is it not part of the church program anymore? The church is now filled with jamboree. And it seems that our generation will be responsible for today's error. Our generation will be responsible for today's coldness in the church. Our generation will be responsible for today's lackadaisical attitude. For us, we are the one responsible for what the devil is doing in the world today. Is our generation. Our generation is responsible for it. Peter, they have a very solid prayer life. Very solid one. Hallelujah. They prayed even though they were sick. They were praying. They prayed even though they were starving. They were still praying. They prayed even though they were persecuted. They were still praying. I said prayer is the echo of the hero's past. Is the echo, is the sound of the heroes. That's their sound. Prayer. Even in the church now, some people are sleeping. Pentecost was not a function of their prayers, but it was a function of the promise of the Father in heaven. And it started at the upper room in heaven. Many works, many spiritual works began with them after Pentecost experience. The question I want you to ask your neighbor, which work have you done with the Holy Ghost you carry? Please, can you ask your neighbor, which work have you done with the Holy Ghost you carried? Which work have you done Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verse 42. The Bible says, and they continue steadfastly in the apostle doctrine and in fellowship, in breaking of bread and prayer. Somebody say they continue. I can't hear you. Somebody say they continue. They continue daily. In Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verse 46, the Bible says, so they continued daily, daily, daily. I said it also on Wednesday. One of the things that can bring somebody to church, whenever you see them coming to church, somebody that has not been coming to church frequently before, whenever you see them coming to church frequently, sir, go and look at it. It may be he has a challenge. Maybe where he's working, maybe he has one challenge. Health challenge, financial challenge, that can, you know, push people to be dedicated. Let that thing be attended to. It goes away. But if truly we carry the Holy Ghost, our life will be steady. It will be steady. The walk with the Lord will be steady. The move of the Holy Ghost in our lives will bring us to a platform that makes things steady. After the great experience, the Bible says they continued. On Wednesday, I explained what continuity means. Number one, it means devotion. So we'll look at one of the parameters. It means devotion. They devoted themselves to the ministry of prayer and the word. I don't want to embarrass our ministers. I will have asked, sincerely, some of us here, we did not open the Bible this week. Workers, I don't want to embarrass us. I'm not going to talk of church comma. I'll be under ordinary floor members. Bible says these people, they continue daily. Daily. So the continuation means devotion. Somebody say devotion. They are holding on to something precious. They were devoted to what they saw and what they had. They were devoted to the experience they had. They were devoted to the promise of the Father. After all, it was a promise. When I first got baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, I was living in Ibadan then. I remember I was in a taxi one day, and that thing, you know, no wonder says that the Bible says that out of him shall flow rivers of living water. So it is so, sir, it was so difficult for me to speak in the Holy Ghost. I will be speaking in tongues everywhere on the road. The thing was intoxicating me. And that's why when we are praying, anyway, I'm praying, and somebody is speaking in the Holy Ghost. Listen, sir, after the Pentecost, when they were baptized with the Holy Ghost, the next thing that happened was that they could hear one another. Interpretation of tongues. It's a sweet experience. But expression that comes with it is that they could hear. They could hear. So when I'm in a place and we are praying in the Holy Ghost and somebody is connected well, I got the interpretation, and that thing always intoxicates me. I wish that, you know, communication. For instance, if you can speak Ijebu well, if you can speak Ijebu very well, and you come to TLA, nobody speaks Ijebu here, but one day you just meet Sister Blessing, and Sister Blessing can speak Ijebu like you, who will you pick as friend? Sister Blessing. How many of you can communicate in French here? Communicate French. Can I see anybody? Nobody. You can speak in French. If she sees a French-speaking sister here, they naturally becomes connected. So when you see somebody who hears your language, sir, it makes communication sweet. Most especially when the person is reporting himself to you. Ekata para It is communication, interpretation. When the Bible, the Lord saw that, no. For this world to know that these people, they are not drunk, let me give some people interpretation of what they are saying. And it makes people who ask their tongue to understand what they are saying. Somebody say expression. Somebody say expression. They experience it and they express it. May your life express the giftings of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. The second thing that continuation means, it means persistent. Someone say persistent. They were persistent. They keep moving on the set direction. They were persistent. Holy Spirit, persistency brought me here. When I was growing up, I normally visit my cousins, nephews in Lagos and all that. So I had already vowed to God that when they give me 1 million at that time to come and work in Lagos, I said, I'm not going to go. Number one, I don't like the lifestyle. This Molue, that time, you remember that time, Oshodi was, Oshodi is good now. That time, the experience I saw to enter public transport, you have to run. God will show you mercy. Your hand does not grab that door when you fall down. Just look at it. Is this life? So I had already vowed never to live in Lagos or to work here. So when God began to do those things, I looked at it. Persistency brought me here. Because of the love of God, at Pentecost, you are baptized with an unquenchable love. It's an unquenchable love for God and his people. Undeniable love for God and his things. It does not need to be good to you. You love them. You love them for the fact that you are baptized with the Holy Ghost. It's called the spirit of love. Persistent life. The third thing that devotion means is constant. Somebody say constant. They remain the same. They did not change. So it is very easy after baptism of the Holy Ghost for every believer to say they need to pause. But these people, they did not pause. They continue daily. They continue. May you continue in the name of Jesus. I said, may you continue in the name of Jesus. Where did they continue? And I'm going to take one of it, then we'll pray. They continue in the following. The Bible says, they continue in doctrine. They continue in fellowship. They continue in breaking of bread. And they continue in prayer. Number one, they continue in doctrine. What did I say? I can't hear you. Number two, they continue in fellowship. Number three, they continue in the word. And number four, they continue in prayer. Praise the Lord. Let me take doctrine. The only thing that can make you experience your experience to become expression is when you adhere strictly to these four parameters. And number one is doctrine. When we are talking about doctrine, we are talking about teachings and the strategies. All scripture, the Bible says, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is God's breath and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Sir, can I announce to you, the extent at which your life will go is the extent at which you draw yourself close to the word of God. Once you are far from the word of God, good life will be far from such person. So I want to employ you or enjoin you this morning. The goodness you can do to yourself is to draw yourself close to the word of God. The closer you get to him, the better. I want more of you, Jesus. I want more of you,
The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus, more of you.
Many of us, we are still struggling with identifying or discovering purpose. Can you draw yourself to the world? And you will find your purpose in it. Can you draw yourself to Him? Can you draw yourself to Him? And you know one thing, the more you move close to Him, the clearer the picture.
The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus, more of you.
That song says, one passion, one purpose, is to know you more and more.
When I know you, I'll find me.
When you know Jesus, you will find yourself.
One passion, one purpose, is to know you more and more. When I know you, I'll find me.
No one,
no life outside you. No one besides you.
Let me know you.
Chapter 3, verse 10, Paul said, that I may know you, that I may know you. My quest, my passion, my consistent, sir, brother, don't ask for anything. He asked me to tell you, don't ask for anything. Ask to know Him more. Ask to know Him more. Ask to know, that is the only thing you need. Ask to know Him more. To know Him more in doctrine, in teaching, in obedience to His word. Ask to know Him more. Pastor, are you at the crossroad? Carry His word. He will be there. He will speak. He will speak. Bible says, I will hear what the Lord will speak to His people. And the Lord will speak peace. But let people not turn into folly. He will speak every crossroad of our lives. Pastor, we don't need advisors. We don't need anybody to advise. The word of God can advise you, sir. The word of God, man, the Bible says it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It can break even to the bone and marrow. You know what that means? The deep things. The Bible says the word, it searches through all things. Yea, the deep things of the Lord. It can search. It can search. No life outside you.